Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaking at 19 tomorrow, Johannesburg 18, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 21 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa has started the process of searching for the next Deputy Chief Justice through the consultation with the Judicial Service Commission and political parties represented in the National Assembly.
The position of the Deputy Chief Justice has been vacant since the 1st of September 2024, when the then Deputy Chief Justice Mandi Samaya rose to the position of Chief Justice.
That was the presidency's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya. He says the nominees are Supreme Court of Appeal President Mahube Molimela, Gauteng Judge President Dunstan Nlambo, Free State Judge President Kagni Musi, and Northern Cape Judge President Pule Tlaletsi. In other news, the Department of Water and Sanitation has opened 6 sluice gates from the Vaal Dam to manage the water inflow, which is now at more than 2,050 cubic meters per second. It's flowing into the dam there, but the department also opened 1 sluice gate at Grootdraai Dam, as well as the Gariep and the Van der Kloof dams in the Orange River. Department spokesperson Wisani Mabasa says water outflows at Bloemhof Dam have also increased incrementally, and she has this warning.
People living within the floodline downstream of the Vaal, Orange, as well as the Bloemhof dams have had to evacuate, and they should continue to avoid these flooded areas as the river catchments remain oversaturated.
Another big story today. The director of AJM Tax, Leonard Willemse, says Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will have to look for additional revenue streams to make up for a 78 billion rand shortfall to the national budget following the scrapping of the VAT hike that would have been 1% over 2 years. Here are his predictions of what to expect.
You will see that some of the government departments' budgets will be cut with regards to expenditure. They will also give SARS an even stronger mandate to go after taxpayers that's non-compliant. So you'll probably see an increase in SARS verification, SARS audits, disputes, because obviously they need to ensure that every single drop of revenue that's out there is actually recovered.
Then we move to the Middle East. Gaza rescue teams and medics says Israeli airstrike killed at least 53 people today as the military issued fresh evacuation orders ahead of a planned attack. Israel resumed its military offensive in the Gaza Strip on the 18th of March this year after the collapse of a 2-month ceasefire that had brought a temporary halt to fighting in the blockaded Palestinian territory. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. And then just finally, some good news. The South African Bone Marrow Registry has found its first stem cell match through a global donor drive. Bradley Peters from the United Kingdom matched with a patient in South America after joining the campaign during an awareness event last year. The drive, called Matches on the Map, was started by transplant survivor Robin Lewis and his wife. The team has traveled across several countries to recruit more donors. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
J-Lo, the other side, my man.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, daddy. Get on the floor. Red
one. Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
I'm loose. And everybody knows I get off the chain. Baby, it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brain, so I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no, cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Die.